All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy November.
Yes.
I am Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager.
And I'm Jerrica Ferguson. I handle marketing development.
For the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
For the CFD.
Yeah. Woo-woo. This is the Daily Drip. As you know, we've been doing a podcast every day.
Every day.
We've been trying.
We've been doing it.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about, this is kind of a cool one. Today we're going to talk about my old bosses. A charity that he used to work for.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, the Combined Fund Drive before me was ran by a gentleman named Randy Ryan.
Shout out
to Randy Ryan, who retired from the Combined Fund Drive, and everyone thought he was going to retire. And then he ended up working for Children's Advocacy Centers of Washington.
That's amazing.
Which is the charity we're going to talk about today. They have a statewide impact.
They do.
They deal with a really, really tough thing, which is child abuse and sexual molestation. Yeah. It's difficult.
They deal with a lot of healing for these children, too. One of the things is they really do support and develop providing training and technical assistance, funding and marketing awareness. They also evaluate, look at the community that these kids and families are in, and really try and help the healing process along that way.
So one of the things you have to do in order to be a child, so there's not very many throughout Washington State. There's maybe, I mean, you can count them. They're about just a shade under 20. Mm-hmm. And they have to be certified in order to do the jobs that they do. Yeah. So basically how it works is if a child makes a claim that they have either been abused or sexually assaulted, they can be taken out of their home by law enforcement.
Right.
And if the law enforcement is in an area that has a children's advocacy center, they can take these children to these places,
right,
with the adult that perhaps wasn't engaged in the abuse, or maybe even by themselves.
Yeah.
What tends to happen is because in the litigious nature of our society today, what tends to happen is a child will have to recount their story of abuse or sexual abuse multiple times.
To multiple different people.
That's right. They'll have to tell it to the law enforcement person at the point of contact, the first cop who shows up. They'll have to tell it to the lawyer. They'll have to tell it to the judge.
Yep.
They'll have to testify in court. This is almost as psychologically damaging as the abuse or sexual assault itself.
Yeah.
So what children's advocacy centers do is they bring these kids into a friendly environment. They have toys. They have these rooms that sort of like feel very welcoming.
Right.
And then an individual comes in and actually is a trained professional. That's what that's what donations go to.
Mm-hmm.
A trained professional will sit down with them.
Right.
And then will actually record their story. And that story, because it is in a certified children's advocacy center, becomes admissible in court. And the child only has to tell the story once.
Which is so important because, again, rehashing the story of trauma is damaging.
Yes.
And for this group to give the ability and the trust that our justice has of their training facilities is so important for that child's health.
Yes.
So while they had a recount for that first time,
yes,
now they have the ability to start healing.
Yes. And pretty cool. My predecessor, Randy Ryan, was responsible for getting numerous different children's advocacy centers actually certified by the state of Washington.
Excellent.
In different communities. Let's give you some stats on some child abuse. 7.2 million child abuse reports happened last year alone.
That's crazy. Awful.
That's crazy. 8% of those children who claimed abuse reports were of sexual abuse. Almost 5 children die every day of child abuse.
It's awful.
More than 90% of juvenile abuse victims know their perpetrator. This is the most incredible stat to me. Kids under 1 have the highest rate of abuse in the country, 24%.
That is insane.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're having folks abuse kids who are under 1 year old.
Right. And we have we know that there's evil.
Yeah.
Right. Like this is evil.
It's tough.
And again, this kind of group really gets at me because you just you just, I've heard numerous stories accounted of sexual assault of children. Mm-hmm. And it's so infuriating. And it goes like zero. I mean, you have three kids. You have three kids. You have a little girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd rip someone's head off.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And the so sad thing is when you hear these stories and you're overwhelmed with emotion and not knowing how to react. And then thankfully, you have this type of group goes, we're helping here. Yeah. Like we may not be the solution of preventing the crime, but we are here for you when that happens. Because I think a lot of times people don't know how to solve the problem, but don't know how to react to a problem.
That's right.
And having trained people actually be there and help this whole case, I mean, from beginning to end, in the sense of ending, that it doesn't end for a child. That's the worst part of this type of trauma, is it doesn't end for the child.
That's
just
a good
because
point.
They leave out the door. This is a lifelong thing that they now have to stay.
36% of the women who are currently in prison were abused as a child.
Wow.
So as you just said, it is a lifelong struggle after you're abused. It is something that is a tough subject to talk about because it involves very innocent kids who, you know, it's a really, again, one of the sort of baseline sort of things, this sort of societal norm we have that you don't abuse children, right? And so when somebody violates that, it invokes a strong reaction.
Right.
Luckily, this particular organization actually gave us one of the best pricing points that we got.
It makes me think that Randy Ryan was really involved.
I know, because he knew this.
Because he said, give one.
Give $1.
So $1 to the Children's Advocacy Centers of Washington. This is a statewide program, so no matter what county you reside in, there is one near you.
Yep.
A gift at any level will help ensure all children, regardless of where they live in Washington, have access to the CAC when they need it. A gift at any level will help improve the response and physical and sexual abuse children in Washington. This gift of $1 at any level, really, they mean...
gift of a dollar or more.
A dollar, $10, whatever you can give, will also help ensure that Washington children get the evidence-based mental health services they need to heal.
There you go.
This is so, so important work. Like, the work that they are doing is so important because each of those dollars goes to training a person that gives the ability to relieve this casework, to give more kids a chance to catch that perpetrator.
That's right. That's right. So this is a very worthwhile organization. This is an organization that is doing, you would call it dirty work.
Yeah.
It's tough work. For those of you who are listening who may work for DSHS or CPS or Department of Children, Youth, and Family Services, you know exactly what it's like to see situations of kids who are in tough family situations.
And again, if this podcast resonates with you, particularly this episode, feel free to rate, review us, tell us how it is, give to this charity. You can find their website on our website. If you're at the desktop, you can click to give. If you're listening to iTunes or on Google Play, feel free to head to their website or ours to start giving.
Yes, and this has been the Daily Drip.
See you later.
Shout out, Randy Ryan.
Whoop, whoop.